Just the conversation. Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Well, speaking of podcasts, that's where we're going to start today with our entertainment diary. We'll also have some suggestions for you on what movies are dropping on cinema this weekend and a look at the TV shows coming in the week ahead. But first, let's head over to our producer, Stefan Lombard, for this week's podcast selection.
There is a language that we all understand without even realizing it. What do you see when you hear this? If you've watched cartoons at any time over the last 70 or so years, you know that some poor character is falling through the sky when that whistle plays. How did Wile E. Coyote's misfortunes, starting in the 1940s, become a sonic standard the world over? 20,000 Hertz is a podcast chronicling the stories behind the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds. Find out why Netflix settled on, instead of, get this, that plays before each of their productions. Do you have misophonia? It's a physical aversion to certain sounds, like chewing or nails on a chalkboard. Find out more about that. This show has been around since 2016 and is as good as it's ever been. Every show stands alone and reveals something about the world that you've probably never even thought about. Type 20,000 Hertz with letters, not numbers, in your favorite podcatcher. 114 episodes await you. Now, let me get out of here.
Lekker luister.
Yeah, do yourself week after week. Stefan Lombard, thank you so much for the recommendation. Let's head over to the movies next. Our Eyewitness News reporter, Chanel September, has the rundown on what's on circuit this weekend.
Measure.
I could see it the moment I came in. The entire room was out of balance.
What's on offer at the box office this week? Well, if you're in the mood for a light-hearted rom-com, then the film Love, Weddings and Other Disasters may be just for you.
I'm the new planner for Liz and Robert's wedding.
You?
You're the wedding trasher.
I'm insane for being with you!
Are you breaking up with me?
The film takes us into the world of a group of people who work on weddings to create the perfect day for couples who are in love, while their own relationships are outlandish, odd, crazy, and far from perfect. It's a charming film and offers the perfect escape from reality for 2 hours. Diane Keaton, Maggie Grace, and Jeremy Irons are among the Hollywood big names who star in this film. Love, Weddings, and Other Disasters is directed by Dennis Dugan. Now, from weddings to dinner with friends. Dinner with friends introduces us to a woman named Abby and her crazy friends who gather to celebrate Thanksgiving. It could go well or horribly wrong. But one thing's for sure, it's a recipe for a comically chaotic holiday no one will ever forget, even if they wanted to.
This is Jeff.
Sorry.
No big deal. I have one just like it in my top drawer, except mine's bigger.
I can't believe you're seeing someone already. Don't you think it's a little quick to move on?
Well, maybe I don't want to spend the day stuffing my face with sugar and regret.
That's the whole point of Thanksgiving, Molly. Sugar and regret.
Dinner with Friends stars Merlin Ackerman, Kat Dennings, and Aisha Tyler. It's directed by Nicol Panahou. And our final film for this week. Monster Hunter takes us into the mysterious world where dangerous and powerful monsters rule. Now, one woman and her elite unit are transported through a portal into a world to fight the vicious beasts and save the day. Monster Hunter stars Mila Jovovich, Tony Ra, John Pullman, and Megan Good. It's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thank you so much, Chanel. And next we head over to the small screen, where once again we call on Craig Falk, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to pick out some suggestions for the week ahead. Craig, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hey, Pippa, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Before we get to any recommendations, a couple of listener questions to start with. And last week you were explaining, Craig, how many of the British soaps have been drastically impacted by lockdown. They haven't been able to film new episodes. And Peter wrote in after the show asking specifically whether DSTV has any plans to continue with Casualty and Holby City. Any idea?
So at present, they're not on any of the DSTV schedules until March. You know, again, it's up to the BBC channel supplier in the UK. So it's not out of the question. The problem is, last year, both productions, because they're actually spin-offs, they completely shut down from March. Casualty only started filming again in September, so they're already more than half a year behind. And they've also they've actually cut the runtime down from 50 minutes to 40 minutes. Holby City, exact same thing. They actually came back 2 months earlier in July, but again, they're behind. They've lost so much screen time and screen placement as a result. So I think it might be a little bit longer before they come back to DSTV screens.
Okay, thank you so much for the explanation. And Peter, I hope you you understand the feedback. Another listener question which really made me smile, because I kind of agree with this one. Anonymous on the SMS line, how can they do a Sex and the City reboot without Samantha? What is the point? I had the same thought, Craig. I mean, I think it's well known there have been long-standing bad vibes between Kim Cattrall and the rest of the cast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she was already saying no to a third movie back when the second movie came out. She basically said absolutely not. She doesn't want to do a reboot. And that was donkey's years ago, before reboots were the actual popular thing for shows. You know, the reboot is going to be called And Just Like That. They are starting to film in the American Spring, which is our autumn. Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis are all back. They're reprising their roles as Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte. And it's basically going to pick up where the characters are now in their 50s, just without Samantha. You know, I think a lot of people are actually, even if they hate it and say, oh, what's the point, I'm going to still be tuning in. I think it's also a calculated risk by HBO Max to reboot it without Samantha, although it obviously is going to be missing a huge element.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I must confess, on the similar sort of theme, the Mad About You reboot, I also sort of said, oh, I won't bother, it's too long since we, you know, I'm no longer invested in these characters. And guess what? I'm absolutely hooked. Yeah. I'm loving it. It's lovely seeing those characters progress into a new stage of life. So I probably will be curious enough to take a look at And Just Like That whenever it hits our screens. Okay, let's take a look at what's coming right now, though, in the week ahead. And we'll start on the terrestrial channels with a new Ted Danson comedy.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor is actually starting this evening on MS at 7 o'clock. It's a, like you said, brand new Ted Danson comedy series. He's fresh off The Good Place, which was this really ridiculous heaven and hell afterlife. And he's playing Neil Bremmer. He's this really bored, super rich Los Angeles businessman who runs for the mayorship on a whim. You know, I mean, there's a couple of people we can compare him to. This is really fun, lighter-hearted look at a man who's going through a midlife crisis. He's straying from the path of life, and he's learning lessons that he should actually know as a father of a teenage daughter.
So that's Mr. Mayor, season one, starting tonight on Mnet at 7 p.m. Ted Danson, always a good dose of laughs, so interested to watch that one. If you want something entirely more ridiculous to completely take your mind off reality, The Masked Singer is back. Craig, a show I never thought would survive season one, let alone get to season four.
It's ridiculously popular. You know, it's actually so popular, there's a Korean spin-off, and Ken Jeong, who's one of the judges on the US version, he was a performer on the Korean version of he was a golden panda, I think. So yeah, season four is starting tonight, straight after Mr. Mayor at 7:30 on Mnet. Double bill, brand new episodes. I think it only started in the US last week or the week before. Again, utterly ridiculous, but so much fun. There's Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger, and Robin Thicke, panelists trying to guess these celebrities' identities while they perform in some of the most elaborate costumes. I think it's 9 months to make each costume, so you know how much planning has gone into them.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to skip that one. But the one I'm waiting for is nearly here. Craig, okay, I have to confess, The Stand is my all-time favorite Stephen King novel. And it really, this remake couldn't be better timed because the plot deals with a world that has been decimated by a virulent strain of flu. And I mean a virulent strain. This one is much more deadly than COVID-19. There are just a handful of survivors left alive on the earth, and they've got to figure out how to carry on and rebuild some kind of society. That's the premise of a book written decades ago, before we'd ever heard of COVID-19. I mean, it was a gripping read. There is an absolutely cracker cast for this new version, isn't there?
Absolutely. So The Stand is starting on Monday, the 18th of January, on Mnet at 10:30 in the evening. Like you said, really virulent flu strain. It's killed 99% of the population. There's this handful of people who are surviving. They've actually condensed the 900-page novel down to just 5 episodes. So, I mean, it's going to be jam-packed with action, all these crazy sort of things we're hoping we don't end up as. And, you know, like you say, what a cost. Whoopi Goldberg is ridiculously good as God Communicating with Mother Abigail. She actually said that she wanted to play Mother Abigail since she read the book in 1978, and the producers phoned her and said, "We want you." And it was just a heaven communication for her. There's James Marsden, Amber Heard, Greg Kinnear, Heather Graham, J.K. Simmons, Alex Skarsgård as the Dark Man, and I mean, Bryan Cranston, we don't see him, but he plays he voices the president of what's left of the USA. So stellar cast, 5 episodes. It's going to be so good.
So excited for this one. It starts Monday evening at 10:30 on Mnet. Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård as Randall Flagg is the casting I really can't wait to see. Okay, let me put aside my excitement. There is other stuff to be talked about as well. Craig, let's head over to the streaming services and taking a look at Showmax. I'm never going to pass up on a new series with Ethan Hawke in it. This show sounds really intriguing.
Yeah, okay, so The Good Lord Bird has aired on Mnet. It's a period drama miniseries. It's Ethan Hawke. He's not pretty at all. Skew teeth, dirty teeth, beard, scraggy. It's set back in like the 1800s, and he plays abolitionist John Brown, who's trying to free the United States of slavery, and he's doing it one slave at a time, but it's not told from his viewpoint. So it's told from the viewpoint of this young kid named, he's nicknamed Onion because he eats John's precious onion, and he's actually mistaken for a girl. I mean, John is absolutely bonkers crazy, and he makes this young slave dress up in a dress the whole time as he goes about freeing the United States. Really wild. It's very different to what we're used to in terms of slave abolition stories, and I think if you get into it, it's really awesome, but don't give up after the first 20 minutes. It really gets better. It's very difficult because obviously with the topic. So okay. I think everyone should actually watch it.
So one worth sticking with for a little bit. The Good Lord Bird, available on Showmax. For those who want some non-fiction, you've also got a Showmax documentary you want to recommend.
Yeah, The Sound of Masks. It's really interesting. It's a fact-packed docu that celebrates Mozambican artist and performer Atanasio Nanyisi's quest to preserve this traditional dance called Mapiko. There's elaborate masks and costumes, and they basically tell stories from generations before. Really interesting documentary, especially if you like African history and you want to get into the whole tradition of where masks play an important role in storytelling.
Okay, so The Sound of Masks, available to view on Showmax. Over on Netflix, the one I've got my eye on for a weekend binge is Lupin, which is the new French series starring Omar Sy. Now, those of our listeners who enjoyed that beautiful movie, The Intouchables, a few years ago, may remember him as one of the lead roles. Tell us a bit more about the series, Craig.
Okay, so it's a French language, a crime thriller. It follows this immigrant art thief named Sonny Diop, played by Omar, like you said. He's mesmerizing, and he's basically going to get revenge for his father's death 25 years earlier. He's got all of the tools he needs. It's slick and polished. He plays an art thief, and he's going to go and find the people who basically caused his father's suicide. I binged 5 episodes in one sitting. I need more. I really hope there is going to be more. It really would be a pity if there isn't. If you want a good description, it's basically like the Ocean's movies.
Okay.
And really, really slick and polished. I really want more. It's that good.
Ocean's 11 heads to France. Lupin on Netflix season 1. A French language, but subtitled, I assume, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a new animated series out from the creator of The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's called Disenchantment. It's actually slipped under the radar because everybody has been busy with it. I mean, there's just so much to watch on TV. It's up to the third season now. It's from Matt Groening, so it's very Simpsons style, but it's set in the medieval times. So if you like The Simpsons, intelligence, the humor, and the actual animation, and you dig things like King Arthur, absolute must. And there's 3 seasons already.
Okay, that's Disenchantment. The final pick on Netflix is actually an incredibly pertinent one, Craig, given that our previous guest was talking about the need for calm and serenity and focus in our lives. Mm-hmm. Headspace Guide to Meditation. Tell us more.
Okay, so it's the first season. I'm hoping it is going to be more because the world needs a bit of headspace and meditation and calming down. It's done by a Buddhist monk turned app designer named Adi Pudikan, and he's basically teaching meditation techniques to focus, techniques to be calm. He's not just some quack who thinks he knows. He's actually been he became a monk. He moved to Nepal to become a proper Buddhist monk. He trained. He's been doing this for 26 years. It's an animated series. Don't be put off by that. And, you know, we're 2 weeks into 2021, and this might be the most important show that you stream this year simply because of how it can help you.
Thank you so much for the heads up on Headspace, Guide to Meditation on Netflix. Craig, we'll leave it there for this week, but please remember to look out for the latest edition of TV Plus on shelves now, and we look forward to chatting to you next Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Happy viewing, Craig Falk.